We want to talk more about the challenges facing historically black colleges and universities in general. Joining us now are Julianne Malvo. She is the president of Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina. It's one of only two institutions of higher learning aimed at African-American women primarily, and Mary Beth Gassman. She's an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Graduate School of Education. She's an expert in philanthropy and historically black colleges, and I welcome you both. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good to be here.
Hello, nice to be here as well.
Professor Gassman, I want to start with you because a lot of institutions of higher learning are struggling right now because of the economy or other issues. We learned, for example, that Yeshiva University has lost a huge amount of money from its endowment, apparently due to the alleged fraud perpetrated by Bernie Madoff. Harvard has lost an enormous amount from its endowment. Is the situation with the HBCUs essentially the same, or is there something distinct about their circumstances?
Well, I think that many HBCUs, and I want to point out, as I'm sure Julianne will as well, that, you know, these HBCUs are not all the same. So, you know, when we might generalize a little, but many HBCUs are, you know, operating on skeleton-like budgets, and so they don't have a lot of extra. So, you know, it's sort of like your family. If you don't have a lot of extra, a financial crisis can be even more dire to you. So if you're Harvard and you have a financial crisis, you might go without maybe a tiny little something. But if you're Morris Brown or Bennett, it's going to be even more difficult. So I think that they're experiencing very similar things, but they have, most black colleges have smaller endowments. Even the ones that are very strong, their endowments relative to their predominantly white counterparts are fairly low. So you have to think about it that way.
President Malvo, we have a couple minutes more in this segment, and then we're going to take a break and come back to you. But talk about the challenge you took over at Bennett just over a year ago.
Right, 18 months ago. I'm a third semester president, and I would just want to say that all of the colleges, as you said, are having some challenges. HBCUs are coming from behind. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. I would not put Bennett in the same sentence, frankly, as Morris Brown, with all my due respect for Morris Brown, because what's happened with Morris Brown has been a five-year challenge. They had an enrollment of 3,000, and now it's down to 300. And so most of the private HBCUs are tuition-driven. And the big challenge is to keep up your enrollment at a time when students have opportunities to go anywhere. A young sister from a great high school in D.C. with a 4.0, I want her to come to Bennett, but she's going to have the opportunity to go to Harvard or Princeton or Yale, and we've got to figure out how we can be competitive with her. And I don't want her to shortchange herself because she wants to go to an HBCU. She'll have a great time at Bennett, but she may be the young sister who'd also have a great time at Harvard. So this is what we are faced with, is how to get the best and the brightest to also come to us.
Is the issue for, and Professor, you pointed out that all HBCUs are not the same. Is there a trend into who is stronger than others? Is it are the private institutions financially stronger than the public ones, or is it the opposite? Is there a trend to that?
Did you direct that to me or to Julianne?
Professor Gassman, you first, and then I'll hear from Julianne also.
Well, I think that, you know, it all depends on the institution, and I would agree with Julianne that I would actually think of Bennett or Philander Smith as two institutions that had some accreditation issues and some other issues prior, in prior years, and have really turned things around. And I do want to emphasize that typically what happens is black colleges are talked about as, you know, one entity, and there are strong ones and there are weak ones. And so Morris Brown, like Julianne said, had a financial crisis in the early 1990s. They had a financial crisis in the early 2000s, and they have this crisis now. And, of course, these problems have been mounting for a long time. But that's one institution. You could come up with other examples as well. I think there are some publics that are really strong. There are some privates that are really strong. There are some of each that are weak, and there are a lot that are sort of in the middle. And it's just like the rest of our higher education in the United States. You have those that are flourishing and those that are having trouble. And so I think it's important to think about that when you think about black colleges.
President Malvo, if you could take 30 seconds and then we'll pause and come back to you.
We should come back and talk about it. It's a huge issue. But the fact is that the privates are, I think, a little more vulnerable generally. Although you look at Howard and Hampton, who are our stalwarts, they're just very strong. Great presidents. Pat Swigert did a great job. But what we have to say, the publics have access to public dollars that the privates don't have access to. So they have greater ability to float bonds, to do other kinds of things that we privates don't have the opportunity to do. It's a mixed bag, but it really does mean that we are rolling a pea uphill, rolling it well, but rolling it.
We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about the financial challenges facing historically black colleges and universities. And we've already gotten a message that they are all different and they shouldn't necessarily be lumped together. We're speaking with Julianne Malveaux, president of Bennett College, and Mary Beth Gassman, associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Graduate School of Education. And still to come, the highs and lows of 2008. It's our year-end review. That's next on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll talk about the many twists and turns of 2008. A diverse panel of journalists joins us for our year-end review. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to continue our conversation about the financial challenges facing historically black colleges and universities. With us are Julianne Malveaux. She's the president of Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Mary Beth Gassman, associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Graduate School of Education. She's an expert on philanthropy and historically black colleges. Now, earlier this year, I spoke with H. Patrick Swigert just before he stepped down as president of Howard University. He presided over the successful completion of a $250 million capital campaign. That's the largest ever by an HBCU. And he pointed out that a considerable amount of funds came from alumni. This is what he says was important about that.
It sends a signal that the beneficiaries of the enterprise, the people who know it best, care about it and care about it in a way that can be quantifiable. And then secondly, there is a fairly significant and growing community of upper middle class African Americans and African Americans who are quite wealthy who come out of a tradition, principally church-based, but a tradition of giving. And so it's not alien to us, you know, this notion that blacks don't give and have never given. It's just simply not true.
Now, President Malveaux, obviously this conversation occurred before all of our 401ks turned into 201ks, and so a lot of people are sort of suffering the ill effects of this recession. But what about that? What are the many institutions benefit from legacies, the idea that people have a strong emotional attachment to them. But what about at Bennett?
Well, you know, Dr. Swigert did such a masterful job at Howard, and you're right. Our 401ks have turned into 201s, but that doesn't mean that you can't give. Maybe you have to give less. But when I go to make a case to someone external, what I have asked is, what's your alumni giving rate? Bennett has a decent alumni giving rate in HBCU land. In other words, about a third of our alums give. You have some colleges who are as low as 15%. So a third is good, but Dartmouth has a giving rate of 85%. So, you know, the question we have to ask is, why don't our alums give as, you know, generously, not in dollars, but just in participation as other alums? Young alums often say, well, I just got out of college. Hey, send me $50. It makes a really big difference. The other piece, Michelle, that I think is really important is that there are 105 HBCUs. All of Black America needs to decide that we're going to embrace these institutions. I can't tell you how many calls I get from colleagues. I've got a daughter, niece, cousin, needs to come to Bennett. And I'm thinking, hey, contribute. So all of us need to embrace these institutions, www.bennett.edu. But, you know,
that's
and
the
brother,
ask.
That's the ask.
But what about that? What is, and I'd like to hear from both of you on this, why is it the giving rate less? Is it partly that there is not, as President Swigert said, that there is a tradition of giving in the black community? Is it that the people who go to these schools tend not to gravitate toward high-earning professions, that they tend to be more into public service or things that pay less well, or they have other giving priorities?
Well, I think that the fact that they may have gone into, especially with women, you know, women are in teaching, nursing, and social work. If you go to a certain generation, just now you get sisters in their 40s, you know, and below who've been in, you know, been in the stock market doing those kind of things. But you get older sisters, they have gone into less well-paying professions. But that doesn't mean that they can't give something. I'm not saying that you have to give me $100,000. I'm saying that makes a difference when I go to a funder if I can say that Bennett has a giving rate of 50%. So I wouldn't blame our alums, though. I want us to look at ourselves. I think that many of us can be more aggressive in reaching out to our alums and to others and making the pitches more aggressively and more appropriately. So we've got a lot of work to do internally. Many UNCF has been great in supporting some of the colleges. Bennett has a grant from UNCF to shore up our giving potential. And what it recognizes is that oftentimes when your dollars are short, you don't invest in the engine that basically drives the institution.
Professor Gassman, what about you? What does the research show? Why do you think there's this gap in giving?
Well, the research would show a couple of things. First, historically Black colleges have traditionally relied upon, throughout history, they've relied upon corporate and foundation support, mainly because most African Americans did not have the kind of income or access to income to give to their institutions. So it's only been, and this again is a generalization, but it's only been within about the last 10 or 15 years that Black colleges have systematically been asking alumni for contributions. And there are, of course, exceptions to that. But one of the problems is that they haven't been asking as long. This is especially a problem with public Black colleges because, you know, as we know, public institutions in general haven't been asking that long. I also think that you need to keep in mind that here's another thing that happens. A lot of Black colleges don't start immediately educating their students, future alumni, about giving. And one of the things that many predominantly white institutions do is immediately start talking about giving and getting that idea, instilling that idea into the minds of their students that they have an obligation to give back. So an institution like Dartmouth that Julianne mentioned is going to do that immediately. And, you know, I talk at Black colleges all the time about these issues, and I always ask the presidents, do you do this? And some of them will say yes, but most say, no, we don't do that until about 5 years out. Well, that's definitely not the approach to use anymore. Okay. You need to get on the radar screen of these young people and get them to think about your institution.
We're going to need to leave it there, but President Malveaux, I think I would be remiss if I didn't ask you the same question I asked Professor Pritchard, which is it possible that the task of these institutions has, that their era has simply ended? As you mentioned, there are 105 historically Black colleges and universities. Is it possible that there just simply is not a need for 105 historically Black colleges and universities now?
Well, Michelle, I would not say that there's not a need for 105. I think each institution has to go back and look at core mission and decide that we can make a value proposition for investing in our colleges. In my case, the most important case I have to make is to non-alums, not to alums, but to non-alums. There are those who say we should have fewer colleges, that some of us are too small and some of us are not efficient, but I would not be willing at all to speak on that. I think those are individual decisions. But I do think that there is an important place for HBCUs in 21st century America. If you didn't have us, you'd have to invent us.
All right. We'll leave it there, and hopefully we'll speak again as the year goes forward. Dr. Julianne Malveaux is president of Bennett College in Greensboro, North Carolina. She's also a noted economist. I think you probably figured that out just by her conversation. And Mary Beth Gassman is an associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania Graduate School of Education. I thank you both so much for speaking with us, and Happy New Year.
Always a pleasure. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.